Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The third baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Chuck Scribner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Lemonchick. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner misplays the ball. That's an error on Wagner. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to home to get Rice. Hobson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Scribner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Hobson moves to third. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Dillard moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Marvin Lane pinch hits for Mark Wagner. Marvin Lane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lane moves to second. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pedro Garcia now playing second base. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson moves to third. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillard bunts towards the mound. Lemonchick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burleson moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball for a double play. Hobson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dillard moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanley scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-3 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first, with Willoughby covering, for the out. One out. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Pedro Garcia. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy pinch hits for Chuck Scribner. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Willoughby covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.